Last night, supporters of former police chief Anthony Beatty waited as the votes came in. At about 7:30, it was clear that he had come in second place, having earned 38% of the vote, compared to Danny Mayer's 5% and Jim Gray's 57%. Beatty says he's satisfied with the results.
We certainly like opposition. We're in a position to gain some ground, certainly on a pretty a popular incumbent, and it's our first run at an elected office, so we feel very good about our position where we are tonight.
Beatty's platform focuses on public safety, as well as shifting development money from downtown to Lexington suburbs and neighborhoods. Campaign manager Phil Osborne says they were outspent 8-1, so to get the message out, the key was supporters themselves.
I've been involved in political campaigns for 30 years, and I have never, ever worked with a bunch of volunteers more dedicated than the ones I'm working with now. I mean, they're there every time you need something, every time you want to get something done, yard signs placed, marches, Beat for Beatty campaign, caravans, they're always there.
Beatty now advances to face incumbent Jim Gray in the general election, which takes place November 4th. For WUKY News, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.